Walker. Walker.
Connor.
He's not on yet. This is Glandula.
Okay.
Good morning.
Morning.
Today is the 12th day of Nisan. We will be connecting to the month of Adar. I'll start with the L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud. Shabarichu, Ishkite, Bithilu, Urshilu, Utkilu, Utkilu, Urshibu, Leakta, Lashem, Yudhe, Bavadhe, the Yehuda, Shalim, Bashem, Kol Yisrael, Limun Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah, Vahino, Amadunai, Elohino, Elena Maaseya, Deno Kanane, Elena Maaseya, Deno Kananehu. In the month of Adar, it is the last month of the year, and as such, it is the Malchut of the year. And the permutations that take place in that month are all 12. So please join me as I read through all 12 permutations of the Tetragrammaton, and also all 12 permutations of Echieg. Yo, hey, wa, hey, yo, hey, hey, wa, yo, wa, hey, 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 wa, hey, yo, hey, wa, yo, hey, 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 wa, yo. Wah hey yo hey, wah hey hey yo, wah yo hey 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 yo hey wah hey yo wah hey, hey hey yo wah, ah hey yo hey, ah hey hey yo, ah yo hey hey, hey yo hey ah, hey yo ah hey 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 yo ah. Yo hey ah hey, yo hey hey ah, yo ah hey 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 ah hey yo, hey ah yo hey, hey hey ah yo, yo hey wah hey, yo hey hey wah, yo wah hey hey, hey wah hey yo, hey wah yo hey 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 wah yo. Wa hey yo hey, wa hey hey yo, wa yo hey 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 yo hey wa hey yo wa hey, hey hey yo wa, ah hey yo hey, ah hey hey yo, ah yo hey hey, hey yo hey ah, hey yo ah hey 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 yo ah, yo hey ah hey. Yo hey hey ah, yo ah hey 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 ah hey yo, hey ah yo hey, hey hey ah yo, yo hey wah hey, yo hey hey wah, yo wah hey hey, hey wah hey yo, hey wah yo hey 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 wah yo, wah hey yo hey, wah hey hey yo. Why yo hey hey hey. hey, hey. Hey, yo, hey, ah. Hey, yo, ah. Hey, 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 yo, ah. Yo, hey, ah, hey. Yo, hey, hey, ah. Yo, ah, hey, 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 ah, hey, yo. Hey, ah, yo, hey. Hey, hey, ah, yo. The second step is to connect with the Anabakoa and the permutation of the 12 permutations of the Tetragrammaton, along with the two letters that created the month of Adar, the Gimel that created the planet Tzedek, which is the planet Jupiter, and the Kuf that created the astrological sign of the fishes, the Dagim. Which is this astrological sign of Pisces. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedulat Yemincha, Tatir, Serura, Alfet Gimel Yutak Sadik, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagbenu, Taharenu Dora, Kufre Shayan, Sintet Nun. Yo, hey, wa, hey, yo, hey, hey, wa, yo, wa, hey, 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 wa, hey, yo, hey, wa, yo, hey, 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 wa, yo, wa, hey, yo, hey, wa, hey, hey, yo, wa, yo, hey, 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 yo, hey, wa, hey, yo, wa, hey, hey. Yo, hey, wa, hey, yo, hey, hey, wa, yo, wa, hey, 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 wa, yo, hey, yo, hey, wa, yo, hey, 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 wa, yo, wa, hey, yo, hey, wa, hey, hey, yo, wa, yo, hey, 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 yo, hey, wa, hey, yo, wa, hey, 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 yo, wa. Kufen Gimel, Kufen Gimel, yo, hey, wa, hey, yo, hey, hey, wa, yo, wa, hey, 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 wa, hey, yo, hey, wa, yo, hey, 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 wa, yo, wa, hey, yo, hey, wa, hey, hey, yo, wa, yo, hey, 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 yo, hey, wa, hey, yo, wa, hey, 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 yo, wa, ah, hey. Kufen Gimel, yo, hey, wa, hey, 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 yo, wa. Step three is to connect to the various relationships described in the Sefer Yetzirah. The name of the tribe Naphtali can be parsed when translated as Naphtali, which translates as sweetness to me. The tribe is a tribe of Naphtali. The sense is laughter and joy. The controller is the spleen. And the third or the fourth step is to read the verses regarding the donation by the tribe of Naphtali. And this is verses 78 to 83 in chapter 7 of the book of Bamidbar, the book of Numbers. I will be reading it from the Machan Mamre website, but it is available on the handout as well. Beyom Hashemim Asar Yom Nasi Livnei Naphtali Achira Ben Enan. On the 12th day, Achira, the son of Enan, the prince of the children of Naphtali. Karbano ka'arat kesefachat sheloshim umea mishkala mizrachechat kesef shivim shekel b'shekel hakodesh shenehem meleim solet belula v'ashemen l'mincha. His offering was one silver dish. The weight was 130 shekels. One silver basin of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. Both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meal offering. Verse 80. Kafachat asara zahav melea ketoret. One golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. Verse 81. Par echad ben bachar ayil echad keves echad ben shenato leola. One young bullock, one ram, one he-lamb of the first year for a burnt offering. Verse 82. Se'ir izim echad lechatat. One male of the goats for a sin offering. Verse 83. Uzevach hashlamim bakar shenayim. Elim chamisha atudim chamisha kivasim b'neshana chamisha zekarban achira b'neinan. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 ram, 5 he-goats, 5 he-lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Achira, the son of Enan. Please notice that there are 6 additional verses left in chapter 7. They're not left. We will include them tomorrow. These represent the 13th tribe. These represent the offering of all 12 because the number 13 is the gematria of the Hebrew word echad, meaning unity. Returning to the handout, or step 5, but prior to step 5, we will take a look at the additional meditation. Naphtali, the tribe of Naphtali, represented by Achira ben Enan. One who is immersed in the love of something does not know what his portion is. Akira, from the word too late, for he is too late to receive the good. Still, he keeps himself well intact and is not immersed in the lust. Benenan is like the iron, means that he has beautiful eyes to see his rightful portion. Hashem allotted a portion to each tribe and infuses the light of life to each one unto itself. But no one's tribe portion is similar to another's. Better late than never. And one who is happy with his own portion, that is a rich fellow. On the last day, we need to take stock to be content and to look at our fellow children of Israel with a good eye, to judge them on the scale of merit. This is great preparation for the Seder night, where we may be in close confines with some folk we'd rather not hang out with. All of the children of Israel are one unified whole, and especially on this night. Do some mental preparation on yourself and how to give the benefit of the doubt to your Seder participants and your future Seder participants. Now we will learn more about the names. The name Naphtali. The name is for a man, and it Shoresh is Hebrew. Its meaning is to wrestle, to read. The sweetness to me, the gematria is 570, which is 57 times 10. And 57 is the word zan. Zan, which means parnassah, in its complete structure of 10 sephirot. So his blessing, he will wrestle with evil and fervently guard his values. A word, l'shamer, l'shomar, l'shomar. L'shomer, I'm sorry, l'shomer, meaning to guard. Another word, lemech, hapless, a loser. It's interesting to note that the longest lived man is Methuselah. And Methuselah had a son whose name was Lamech. But in truth, Lamech was only a loser or hapless with respect to his father because he didn't live as long. And essentially, he may have been the first person whose son lived less than the father. That's just a flash of insight from my intuition. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. The phrase, Ish Navor Chayil, a man of great strength. The Shoresh is Nofat, sweetness. Or Nafa, meaning a sieve, the energy verses for the name Naphtali. There are 15 of them, which we know connects to the upper worlds, the worlds of Atzilut and Bria, the Sephirot of Chachma and Bina. Nasim she'ananot kamina shema'ana koli benot betochot hazana amreti. Rise up, ye women that are at ease, and hear my voice. Ye confident daughters, give ear unto my speech. There are 9 words. And there are 42 letters. Do I need to explain both of those numbers? I think you already know. Nidarashiti lalo she'alu dam sa'ati lala bekashni amrati hanani hanani el goy lo karav dashami. I gave access to them that asked not for me. I was at hand to them that sought me not. I said, behold me, unto a nation that was not called by my name. Nidamo ami ba me bali hada'at ki ata hada'at be'asat. Vimasa mahen li vitashakach turat alihicha ashkaoach benayich gamani. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou has rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of Hashem. I also will forget my children. I will forget thy children, your children. Chas v'shalom, God forgets his children. There is a meaning to this third verse that relates to the current generation. From a lack of knowledge because people have rejected knowledge. The question is, does this apply to the teachers of the Orthodox movement that say, stay away from the vaccines? It's a question I'm asking, not a statement. Does it apply to this generation in that way? Something for us to think about. And the name Achirah. The name for a man, its shorish is Hebrew, my evil brother is its meaning. The word is chafrad, the mule. The mule is a crossbreed. It's a cross between a horse and a donkey. Both have meaning in the context of our religion, and we are long away from understanding these connections. The Hebrew word for horse is sus. What is the nature of a horse? The donkey is chamor, which also means the physical world. And the famous prophecy is that Mashiach, one of his options, depending on the merit of the generation, will ride into the gates of Jerusalem on a white donkey. And it's a metaphor for the control of the physical world and the purification of that physical world. But what is the nature of the donkey? The donkey is the only animal that's firstborn needs to be redeemed. All of these facts that I am presenting to you helps you to understand the name Achiran. It helps you to understand a few other things as well. The phrase, Hila Hu Amar, it is not what he said. Ach is one shoresh, meaning brother. Aleph Chet. Ra, Reishayin, is another shoresh, meaning evil, or a lack, poorness in the vision. The energy verses, there are 42. You should know that number. We have read these verses in a previous day. Imachirad yakach lo she'ara kesota dianata lo yivira. If he take him another wife, her food, her raiment, and her conjugal rights, shall he not diminish? Ish ish mezara acharan lehu. Saroa ozal bekadishim lo yokal adasher yitahar v'hanagi bekol tama nefesh o ish ayashrei chatatza mimenu shekavatzera. When a man soever of the seed of Aaron is a leper or has an issue, he shall not eat of the holy things until he be clean. And whoso touches anyone that is unclean by the dead or from whomsoever the flow of seed goes out. El Ashimot HaNasishim Asher Shelach Moshe. Lahor et ha'aret vayikra Moshe Loshia ben Nun Yehosh. Yehoshua. These are the names of the men that Moses sent to spy out the land of Moses, called Hoshea ben the son of Nun, Joshua. And the full name Achiran ben Anan. Verses. And we've read these verses as well. So I will read the fourth verse. Ela Roshi Beit Avatam B'nei Reuven B'chor Yisrael Hanun Chanoch Yipalo Chatzaron Bekarame Ela Mishpachat Reuven. These are the heads of their father's houses, the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel. Hanoch, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. These are the families of Reuben. And it's important to notice that there was connecting vavs in only two of the names. The other was not, so that would indicate there was a separation perhaps in the mother or for some other reason. The fifth verse. Az nevahalo alofi adom aili Moav yechatzmo ra'anam go kol yoshvei kena'an. Then were the chiefs of Edom affrighted, the mighty men of Moab, trembling, taking hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan are melted away. The sixth verse. Avne shehem v'yaveni mela'im li'apad u'cheshen. Onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate. Returning to the handout, we are in step six. The consciousness of Achiran ben Anan, when bringing his dedication, his offering, was to hint to the patriarchs and the matriarchs. The silver bowl represents Sarah Imenu, the chief of the matriarchs, the first of the three matriarchs. It was 130, representing the years of Sarah's life when it is rounded from 127. The 70 shekels for the basin. Basin is Mizrach, which alludes to Abraham, who was cast from his father's house. It was 70 shekels, alluding to the 70 years of age that Abraham attained when the covenant between the pieces was made with Hashem. The gold ladle of 10 shekels, the ladle is named a kaf, and it sounds like kafaf, conquered, and hints to Abraham who conquered his passions. The reason why it was 10 to connect to the 10 tests that Abraham passed during his lifetime, the last of which was the binding of Isaac. One young bull is an oleh. This oleh, this burnt offering, alludes to the heifer that Abraham sacrificed at the covenant of the between the pieces. One ram, as an oleh, refers to the ram that Abraham sacrificed at the covenant between the pieces. And the sheep in the first year was an offering hinting to the turtle dove and the young pigeon, which is a poor man's sacrifice, which Abraham sacrificed at the covenant between the pieces. And one male goat is a sin offering, hints to the she-goat that Abraham sacrificed at the covenant between the pieces. The peace offering of two cattle, five rams, five he-goats, five sheep in the first year. The two cattle were an allusion to Isaac and Rebekah. The three species alludes to Jacob, Rachel, and Leah. The 15 animals allude to Jacob, Leah, and Rachel, plus the 12 sons. The handmaids were not included since they are called handmaids, and that would allow the other side to access this energy. And it is recommended to either for tithing or for tzedakah to give 13 coins each day. That's the end of the ritual. Does anyone have any questions? We will have two classes later today, one at 4:30, which is a deeper Zohar class, and one at 7 p.m., which will be questions and answers. I hope to hear from you all. Have a beautiful day. Shalom Gadol to all.
Thank you, Hanok. Have a beautiful day, too.
You too. Shalom, Hanok.
Shalom.